4 found guilty over £6 million NHS telecom contracts corruption, date modified colon 2025-04-29T16:26:14.690Z, description colon the founders of a telecoms company received inside information from two NHS employees when bidding for lucrative deals, comma dot. 4 guilty over £6 million NHS contracts corruption, 2 hours ago, save. Spindrift, clockwise from top right, Alan Hush, Gavin Brown, Adam Sherudy and Gavin Cox were found guilty at the High Court in Glasgow. 4 men have been convicted after a £6 million corruption and bribery probe involving health boards across Scotland. Contracts awarded to Oricom Ltd, founded by Adam Sherudy and Gavin Brown, for telecoms and video conferencing equipment between 2010 and 2017 breached rules on financial wrongdoing during the tendering process. An investigation found the company was given commercially sensitive information by former NHS employees Alan Hush and Gavin Cox, who received a combined £88,000 in cash and gifts in return. They were found guilty of a string of charges including bribery, corruption, fraud, theft as well as others under the Proceeds of Crime Act at the High Court in Glasgow. The court heard Sherudy, 41, and Brown, 48, did acquire, use and possess a total of £5,719,244 of criminal property paid by NHS Lothian, NHS Grampian, NHS Lanarkshire, NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde as well as NHS Ayrshire and Arran. One single contract was worth £3.1 million, the trial was told. 5 men face £6.5 million NHS Scotland bribery trial. Brown founded Oricom in Irvine in 2008 with colleague David Bailey, who had charges against him dropped earlier in the trial. Sherudy joined as a director and later became friends with Hush, 68, who was telecommunications manager at NHS Lothian and then NHS Scotland video conferencing manager. Hush said he first became aware of Oricom in about 2010. Brown told jurors he believed they could provide a better service than some of the well-known companies, leading to Oricom getting a number of big health board contracts. However, in 2015, its offices were raided including by investigators from NHS Scotland Counter-Fraud Services following concerns into how the deals were secured. It resulted in the Oricom directors as well as Hush and Cox being arrested and charged. Google, Oricom was founded in Irvine, Ayrshire, in 2008. Hush, of Leith, Edinburgh, was said to have failed to instigate a proper tendering process for work Oricom secured. He also ferreted about in a deception to obtain false dodgy quotes to help the firm get the lucrative business. He was described as the big cheese in the NHS telecoms department. Investigators found a text exchange between Sherudy and Hush in which Hush said that he wanted to get some commission. He claimed during the trial that had been a joke and any money received had been money from his now late father who kept a box of £20 notes in his wardrobe. However, it was claimed Hush had used the firm as the bank of Oricom for his help in getting them business including a £750,000 contract with NHS Lothian. He was handed Eurostar train tickets, stays at the Troy and Rhee hotels in London, a laptop, an iPad, meals and concert tickets to see Paul Simon, Rufus Wainwright and Patti Smith for his part in helping Oricom secure the contracts. Sherudy, of Motherwell, Lanarkshire, told his KC Brian McConaughey that Hush repaid for anything Oricom had purchased for him. Paw Media, Cox was gifted hospitality at the Scottish Grand National in return for helping Oricom secure telecoms contracts. Cox, of Cathcart, Glasgow was head of IT and infrastructure at NHS Lanarkshire. He denied being bribed by Oricom and that any contract with NHS Lanarkshire was one fair and square. He was accused of giving Oricom the heads up with information to give them a commercial advantage to secure business. It was suggested it was not a level playing field for other bidders. Brown had been a guest at Cox's surprise 50th birthday party. His rewards had been said to include hospitality at the Scottish Grand National at Ayr, a night at the Loch Green Hotel in Troon and a meal at Elliot's in Prestwick. Jurors heard he also got thousands of pounds worth of Barhead travel holiday vouchers which allowed him to go on trips to New York and Lanzarote. Cox said he believed they were gifts to his wife, a newspaper advertising manager from Brown's partner who she had become friends with. Prosecutors stated this was a remarkable coincidence. Cox also denied ever getting a series of cash handouts from Oricom. He also used some of the money he was given to pay for an extension and landscaping at a property in Newton Mearns, East Renfrewshire, which he claimed had been paid for from an inheritance from his father. In total, Hush was given £18,231 of cash bungs and gifts, while Cox was handed more than £70,000. Brown also knew another NHS Lanarkshire Telecoms official who has since died. Among the charges was one that Oricom in effect bribed him to secure work, including a near £700,000 deal. Prosecutors further said smaller inducements were given to an IT official who worked at both NHS Lanarkshire and Greater Glasgow and Clyde Health Boards, as well as a woman with NHS Ayrshire and Erin. Cancer in public life. Hush was found guilty of 9 charges, Cox 2, Sherrod 7 and Brown a total of 6. The jury spent 8 days in deliberation after a 3-month trial. Lawyers for all 4 had asked for them to remain on bail, however Lord Arthurson remanded them in custody. He described corruption as a cancer in public life. He added, "The jury has determined that you collectively engaged, to varying degrees, in a deeply cynical, highly corrupt, coldly calculated, and criminal betrayal of the welfare state and, ultimately, the taxpayer. You should expect nothing less than the imposition of significant custodial sentences." Sentencing is due to take place on June 5 in Edinburgh. They also face separate hearings under the Proceeds of Crime Act, Scotland NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde NHS Grampian NHS Scotland NHS Lothian Irvine NHS Lanarkshire NHS Ayrshire and Erin.